porch mm-hmm. and keep the sun from showering. Well, it's kind of a shade like or something.
Do you have a
special? It's ointment. Yeah. That's right.
Now, do you have a special name for a place like a porch, but which has no roof for it?
Have no roof on the top of it. Well, no more than called it kind of a platform like.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, we call it a lot.
And what do you call a wall or fence made out of rocks or stones?
Well, we call it a stone wall.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, we call it a bucket of pail one. Mostly, you know, we use the word pail. You know, if it's a wooden pail or a tin pail, mostly we call it, we had oak buckets, you know, about toting water, cedar buckets. We call them oak pail, you know, and cedar pail.
If they're made out of metal, do you have?
No, we call them. You mind made out of metal? We call them metal bucket or tin bucket. I call lumen bucket and all like that. You see, we have to get some made out of lumen and some made out of metal and some made out of tin.
What do you call the heavy iron thing you use in the kitchen for frying?
Well, we call them frying pan. You see, and baker.
And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out of, the thing you turn the water on?
I call it spigot.
And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
A faucet.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard where the water comes out?
Well, we still call that a spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at a store, what are they put into to carry home?
I had to put it in a bag, paper bag, you see.
What do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth?
Cloth.
Kind of big.
I understand. Well, we call it, if it's made out of that kind of, well, depend up on, we call it a bag and sack. You know, it made something other like with put grain and fertilizer in it. We call it burlap, you see, like that, you know.
What do you call a musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow?
Blow? Well, we call that a horn, a cornet, something like that.
And what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal and you can hold it between your teeth and pick it?
Well, we call that a guitar.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made out of a long board that's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and the other
it's a kind of a seesaw thing, like, you know, a seesaw.
And do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round, something that goes around and around that children play on?
Yeah, well, no more than a merry-go-round.
What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Stone?
Yes, sir.
Well, we call that, if it's, a file, like.
What do you call that right there?
We call this a grinding stone. That's what you sharpen, you know, axes and knives on that, you turn it around. That's a grinding stone.
Now, could you show me different sorts of fences? Yeah. Drum and what different names you give to these different sorts of fences.
Fences like
yeah, some fences are like you know, like this.
That's right.
What do you?
Well, it's a rail fence. You know, you ever seen one there?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, and this is a wire fence. And then it's a fence you put up and around, and you know, and. And you tack planks to it, you know. You put up a, let me a pencil there, let me show you what a big bag. Now here's a fence.